I first got to Topeka now a little over a year ago, one of the first things I did was I went to the state capitol building, because I was always so impressed with the capitol building, and I'd only been there maybe once when I was in school. And so I went there, and I kind of spent some time going around visiting. I went up to the top of the dome and was really excited to be in this historic place. But, you know, now that I've been here a year, I kind of drive past the Capitol all the time, and it's not a big event anymore. It's just kind of familiar that it's kind of lost its specialness a little bit. The extraordinary can become ordinary as we become more familiar with it. I think we do this with the scriptures and even our faith sometimes too. We might be tempted to look at today's gospel and think, all right, another healing story. This time Jesus heals a deaf mute, but you know, you heard one healing story, you heard them all. Well, today's healing story though is very unique. You know, if you think about all those healing stories, well, why then of all those miracles, some that many of them aren't written down in Scripture, why did Mark choose this one to tell us about? What was so special and out of the ordinary about it? Well, first of all, a little bit of Greek would help. When St. Mark tells us that this man was deaf and had a speech impediment, the word that is used there is magilalos. It's a Greek word that is only used twice in all of sacred scripture. Once here in today's gospel, and the other time in our first reading, where Isaiah prophesies that when the Messiah comes, he will give sight to the blind, he will give hearing to those who are deaf, and he will free those who are magilalos, whose tongues are hardened, are not able to speak plainly. So clearly, Mark is telling us today, one of the reasons why he cites this healing is because he's trying to say Jesus fulfills that prophecy. He is the Messiah. But I think more importantly, Mark tells us about this healing because for he and the early church, they saw it very much as kind of symbolic of how the faith was spread amongst the early Christians, a process called evangelization. It comes also from a Greek word, euangelion, literally means good message, good news, the gospel. To evangelize is to spread the good news. And St. Mark sees today's gospel as a microcosm of how that happens. Notice that the man in the gospel has two problems. He can't hear and he can't speak plainly. You know, normally those two things kind of go hand in hand. Even if someone goes deaf who could speak, you know, eventually after they lose their hearing, they can start to lose even their ability to speak after a while too, because they can't hear the syllables and they develop a speech impediment. So the two often are connected. You know, this involves then hearing and speaking. This is the process of evangelization in a nutshell. The apostles went out and they spoke the word of God and people heard it. And as a result of having heard the word of God, they then went out and they spoke about the word of God. And this process of hearing and speaking continued on and on and on throughout history until finally the good news, the gospel, had been spread to every corner of the world. We had evangelized. Yet, in our day, we see that now more and more people are calling themselves atheists or pagans. People are ceasing to practice Christianity more quickly than people are being baptized. This is why Pope John Paul II called us to what he said was a new evangelization. We've got to start this process of hearing and speaking all over again, because we're starting to lose the message of the gospel. When we hear that term, new evangelization, I don't know about you, but I often would then immediately start to think of speaking. That means we got to go out and evangelize, means to go out and speak more about Jesus and the gospel. But ultimately, I think this is backwards. Just as it was true for the man in the gospel today, we've got to start with the hearing, not the speaking. We've got a crisis of evangelization, of not speaking well about God, because we are not hearing the word of God. And I don't just mean here a physical hearing of the word of God, because certainly you're here at Mass every Sunday, and we hear a lot of the sacred scripture read. You know, obviously you're exposed to some of the greatest preaching anywhere in the world, so that can't be the problem. The problem here in our not hearing the word of God is that we've lost a personal connection with the core message of the gospel. We hear a lot about the rules and the teachings, and yeah, we have a crisis in that we don't always know the rules. But more than that, we have a crisis of not hearing the core message of the gospel. What is that message? It's a message we call the kerygma, the core nutshell of our faith. That message is essentially that we were created good in the beginning, but we have an enemy. That enemy came in and tricked us, and we chose with our freedom to go against God's plan, and so we wrecked God's plan. But God didn't give up, and he mounted a rescue mission. And it took thousands of years, but after generations upon generations of preparation, when we could wait no more and we were desperately in need of a Savior, God sent the Messiah, who was his own son, come as God incarnate to be one of us, to die for us. He loved us so much, and save us from our sins. And more than that, he was raised from the dead. Not just that he would be raised from the dead, that all of us would be raised from the dead. That we, with Jesus, would have eternal life. That death would not be victorious, but that we would reign forever in heaven with Jesus, back in our original state of goodness in which we were created, and even greater. That's the core message, the kerygma of the gospel. That's good news. But do we really hear that anymore? If we don't hear that, we can't go out and proclaim it. Why don't we do that? It's because our ears, figuratively speaking, are closed. Maybe not our own fault, but for some reason there's a block there. We don't hear this good news as good news. So how do we fix it? Well, one of the things we have to recognize is we can't fix it ourselves. Just as the deaf man in the gospel today couldn't heal himself, we are not going to fix this spiritual deafness that we have by just keeping on doing what we've always been doing and expecting that somehow, miraculously, things will change. We're going to try to do our part here at the parish to help all of us experience once again that great joy that the early apostles had as they went out and proclaimed this good news about Jesus. We are offering several different programs at our parish starting very soon. One of those is called the Light of the World Evangelization Retreat. It's just a weekend. Starts Friday evening. We go home Friday night. You come back Saturday. Go home Saturday night. Come back Sunday. Little over 2 days. But the point of this retreat is not to focus on maybe anything specific. It's to focus on that core preaching, to come to a better understanding of our need for a Savior, and that Jesus is our Savior, and that this is good news. That is the point of our evangelization retreat. I invite all of you to consider carefully coming on this retreat. It's planned by just ordinary parishioners like you who went on the retreat themselves, and in that ancient model of evangelization, they heard. These are people that have been Catholic their whole life, many of them. But they heard, as if for the first time again, this good news, and now they want to share that with you, and they invite you to come on this weekend with them so they can help you to hear this message. We also have Bible studies going on. Maybe you aren't Catholic yet and you're interested. Maybe you want to learn to hear this good news. Join our RCIA program, the Rite of Christian Initiation for Adults. It's no surprise that some of our best evangelizers, the ones that most are excited to go out and share the good news, are those who have newly become Catholic. Last year's group of people who became Catholic often want to come back and be sponsors for this year's group. They have truly heard the word and now want to go out and speak plainly about what God has done. Finally, if we're really going to hear again, we have to trust that Jesus can do it. We can create all these programs in the parish, but in the end, there's no process that's going to ensure that the Holy Spirit works in your life. You have to say yes on your part, and then we have to let God do his part. Jesus today, to heal the deaf, mute man, had to get in physical contact with him. He put his fingers in his ears as if to open them up. He put spit on his tongue as if to lubricate it and free it so he could speak. Then he spoke what is almost a magic word. He said, "Ephphatha." That means be open in Aramaic, one of only three times that we have Jesus' original Aramaic language in the gospel. I don't know why exactly that word was chosen to be in Aramaic, but it was very important to the early church. Maybe they went around doing the same thing Jesus did, putting their fingers in people's ears who were deaf and saying, "Ephphatha, be open." Whenever someone becomes a Christian, on Holy Saturday, before they're baptized, we do this exact same thing today. The catechumens stand before the priest. The priest puts his fingers in their ears, touches their lips, and says, "Ephphatha." That is, be open, that you may profess the faith you hear to the praise and glory of God. All of us need that experience. If we have a crisis of evangelization, if we are not professing the faith, it's because we're not hearing it. And we need to do something to start hearing it again. When you leave church today, there are going to be people standing at the doors with tables and posters and banners. And you're going to see them and they're going to say, "Sign up for the Light of the World Evangelization Retreat. Sign up for a Bible study or RCIA. If we continue to do what we've always done, we'll continue to come to Mass feeling like, "I don't get it. I don't feel motivated." We will continue to just, as it were, drive by the Capitol and it's just another building. At some point, we've got to do something different. We've got to stop and actually get out of our car and go in the building. So I encourage you, as you leave the church today and pass by those tables, hear the call of Jesus to have your ears, your heart opened again so that we can have that new evangelization. When you see those fellow parishioners of yours asking you to take a bold step, I invite you, as Jesus said to the deaf man, "Ephphatha," that is, be open.